If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like
Pac-Man. Oh, what's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Tuesday. It ain't Monday. That's what I think of Tuesday. Tuesday just ain't Monday, thank goodness. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where you can always count on real news and great conversations. Great conversation. I'm talking to you today about some of my values, some of why I do this. I hope it resonates with you, because we don't do this alone, right? We do this in conversation with one another. That's how this show works best. And my question of the day is, like, where in the world is Eric Hovde? We haven't heard from him since, again, check it, 9:11 a.m. on November 6th. AP has called it. Tammy Baldwin has given her victory speech. There is no way he could make up the margin with a recount. I mean, he's within the margin where you get to ask for the recount, which is, I believe, 1%. He would have to foot the bill. But it ain't, I mean, I've had some experience with recounts. You may know that. He's not going to make up the difference in a recount. That election is over. Mike from Spring Green, do you know where Eric Hovde is?
I think he went back to his secret lair, peeled off the rubber mask, and revealed that he's really Scott Walker.
I love it, Mike. I don't know. Does the mask work on the Scott Walker Elmer Fudd ears, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, Scott Walker.
Well, that's part of the mask. You know,
okay.
It's the 21st century. It's the 21st century. We got high tech.
It's very Mission Impossible, right? It's like this digital thing that perfectly transforms his voice.
Right. Exactly.
I love it. Mike, thanks so much for listening and calling. Anything else you'd like to add this afternoon, sir?
No, other than I heard you guys speaking over the break, and you got to tell your guy that it's Spring Green. He never heard of it, but that's where I'm from.
Spring Green, Mike, I got you. I've been to the Spring of the Green. I have been to the theater in the round there, American Players Theater, APT, located in Spring Green, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison. I've seen some incredible Shakespeare there. We got the House on the Rock. Mike, I got you covered, man. I've been there. No worries. A couple of texters weighing in here. I love to hear your feedback. 855-752-4842. Matt from Middleton has this to say. Hovde fell in a lake. But he also says this. I don't know if he fell in a lake. He's probably doing another cold dip. Maybe he's cutting some more like weird Twitter posts. he said this. This is Matt from Middleton. I feel like we've got a cry wolf problem. Identity politics made it so we on the left cried racist for too long. The social justice movement, combined with the term woke, came in and gave an impression, whether correct or incorrect, that white people were the cause of racism. Then a true racist came to power and too many people didn't care. The wolf is here now and we need to tone down the identity politics. I will readily admit, Matt, here's where I sit on this. Racism is a real thing. And we clearly have a problem with it in our country. Period, full stop. How do we continue to have meaningful conversations about race without being pigeonholed into whatever box it is that Donald Trump perfectly painted us, right? Because I don't think meaningful conversations about race in America should ever stop. We need to constantly have these conversations, but we need to do so in a way that doesn't disable elections and public policy from moving forward, that the arc of history bends towards justice. Yeah, we believe in that. Well, we have to be able to have truthful conversations, and I don't think we're there. Now, part of that, I believe, Matt, is what I am going to call the information environment. And that information environment has completely changed. It used to be mainstream media. I think it's less about Fox News and MSNBC than it has possibly ever been. I think it's more like outlets like Civic Media. and outlets like Democracy Docket that are having a bigger impact. Clearly, Twitter, I mean, holy cow. I'm going to talk about some of the statistics in today's show, Matt, if you're interested in this, about this information environment, about this relationship between the richest man in the world who controls one of the information sources for people and his relationship with Donald Trump. Now, be you conservative or liberal, I'll just say this, little tease for what's going to come later in the show. I have had a saying for many years, all it takes is three billionaires and a bad idea to ruin the world. And why do I say that? It's because rich people have an outsized influence. You put a rich person in the White House, I don't care what party they are, right? And you make their best buddy the richest guy in the world that controls one of the world's most robust information outlets. That creates an information asymmetry and great incentives to abuse the information environment in which people are. And I think that's part of what we've got to be talking about. How do we make people smarter consumers of information? Jim from Appleton says this, about Fox News. I'm not trying to shut down Fox opinion and entertainment down. I just want to remove the title news from Fox News. Please don't tell me that they can just call themselves Fox News. This is also a criticism that could be leveled, in my opinion, Jim, at MSNBC. So it's a much more complicated topic than I could give it right now. We've got some other texters weighing in. We're going to try to get to those. Folks, if you are on the lines, I will get to you in this next segment. This one's making me laugh, so you're going to get bumped to the front of the line, the 262 texter. Eric Hovde is in Mexico loading a plane with laundered money for transport to the U.S. Can you just see him with like sacks of cash? He looks like an in-shape guy. I'm sure he'd be able to move like a lot of cash and gold bars around. Listen, we're going to take care of some quick business. We're going to come back. We got a great guest coming up. I'm going to take more of your calls and texts. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we believe real news and great conversation. Back with more in just a moment.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard. I'm indecisive, but this time